You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The D-backs and Giants from San Francisco on Sunday. Ryan Vogelsong signed a one-day contract to retire as a Giant. Meanwhile, Chris Stratton put together a stellar pitching performance.
There's a check swing, strike three, as Hoberg called him out. The home plate umpire, and that's two up, two down here. Stratton to Peralta. And David strikes out swinging. Tagged out by Huntley, and the inning is over. Two strikeouts in inning four in the game for Stratton. Diamondbacks down in order. Third time in their five innings against this right-hander. We go to the bottom of the fifth. 1-0 Giants. Bases loaded. And he walked him and forces Almiron to make it 2-0. Well, it's clear that Ty hasn't got his good stuff today. Ground ball to second. Descalzo's got it. Out at second. Throw to first. Not in time. Another run scores. So that's twice now that Parker has legged out a return throw to first to stay out of the double play. And with this one, and a runner at third, that gets him a run batted in. It's a three-run inning and a 4-0 Giants lead here. Martinez hits a drive deep center field. Back she goes. Spann gives it a look. Number 40 for Martinez. And the lead is cut in half. It's 4-2. Well, you called it. Get on base for Martinez. And J.D. is 40th, is 24th for the Diamondbacks. Gives him 90 runs batted in, and the Diamondbacks right back in this one, 4-2 San Francisco.
Tell you what, this guy is unbelievable. That is a smash out there. And you needed it right there. You know, it's not like a game's 10-0 and you're getting a charity pitch. I mean, you need to get on the board this inning, and he did in a big way.
There's a fly ball hit to deep left. Back good. Peralta at the wall, and it is gone. Home run for Sandoval. And the Giants had to run right back to make it a 5-2 ball game.
The Giants have a nice pregame ceremony for Ryan Vogelsong, and they go out and beat the Diamondbacks 7-2 on Sunday, avoiding the sweep and end the four-game losing streak. Chris Stratton wins again. He's 3-3, six innings, five hits, two runs, a walk, and four strikeouts. The rookie right-hander has a 2.17 ERA over his last six games. J.D. Martinez hit his 24th home run as a Diamondback and drove in a pair. He has 40 home runs overall in the season. Chris Iannetta chipped in a 3-for-4. The Diamondbacks can't complete the sweep of the Giants in San Francisco Sunday. They fall 7-2. And after the game, here's D-backs manager Torey Lovello.
I'm still thinking about it right now. I'm not sure what happened. It was kind of a dud. I'm not going to lie to you. They got out in front of us a little bit, and we just couldn't get that big hit at the right time. I know that we had the big two-run home run that put us right back into the game. Chris Iannetta had a very good offensive day. I think there were some really good moments inside of what happened today, but we just couldn't really get a rhythm to the game. And, you know, sometimes you got to give the opposing pitcher a little bit of credit. I think Stratton did a good job keeping us off balance. Well, it's something we talk about here and we preach a lot of, is that shutdown inning. The inning after you score, you got to go up there and put up a zero. And we did our best. We just couldn't get the job done today. Not exactly. I think, yeah, things got a little wobbly there in a couple of his innings. And I know he's frustrated. I think there he was dealing with a certain degree of frustration and trying to execute pitches. It just didn't get the job done. You know, it's one of those things where you gotta get better for the next time. And I think we're going to make sure that he works hard in between these next two starts, this next start, and goes on and executes. He's a very gifted hitter. He's extremely smart. He takes incredible notes and inventory of what's going on around him, what pitches that he's seeing. And I don't know what his strategy is, and you might want to ask him. I just know that he is ultimately prepared to strike at any time. And you can see when he's getting the pitch that he's looking for, he's squaring it up. And that was a key moment for us. It got us right back into the game. But I think that people understand what goes on every day, the work that he's putting in to make those moments happen. It's not blind luck. He's extremely talented on the field and extremely smart, prepared hitter.
Taijuan Walker loses. He drops to 9-8 on the season. He lasts five innings, giving up seven hits, four runs, walking three, and striking out four as he discusses his start.
I'm not sure. You know, I got ground balls. I got a lot of ground balls. You know, and I feel like I got ground balls when I needed them. And, you know, it's just one of those games where they found the hole. You know, I didn't think they were hit very hard, but they were able to find a hole. And, You know, we made good pitches when we needed to. Just one of those games, you know.
Some high-stress innings, obviously. That fourth inning, though, Sandoval, I mean, that's a huge at-bat. You limited the damage there, right?
Yeah, definitely. No, and, you know, that's what you want to do in situations like that, is try to limit the damage, you know, try to escape out of there, you know, especially with no outs, bases loaded. Try to get, you know, one run, I think is really good. And, you know, I had back-to-back innings like that, and that kind of hurts. But, you know, like I said, you know, I got ground balls, and, you know, we just missed a couple double plays.
Bring it together when you're facing back-to-back innings like that and your pitch count's elevated and you know the drill, but how do you work through that?
It's tough, you know, but, you know, I think you just got to focus on just still attack and, you know, try not to make too many mistakes in that situation, but, and, you know, just try to be aggressive and make it put the ball in play. And, you know, every time I was one pitch away and, you know, I don't know, it's a little frustrating. You know, like I said, I got the ground balls and it's just, you know, just didn't go my way today. Strike three, swing and miss on me. he swung. I mean, I came back and look at it, you know, and, you know, nobody's perfect. You know, there's going to be mistakes, and that's a tough one because, you know, maybe I get out of there with three runs instead of four, and, you know, JD hits that home run, it's 3-2 ball game. It's a different game, you know, so it's definitely frustrating, but like I said, you know, nobody's perfect, and, you know, it is what it is. Yeah, I mean, right there is huge, and then, you know, I think I got two ground balls after that, and, you know, you never know. Yeah, I could have been double play, you know, next guy, I got the ground ball, but it's just one of those games where it's, you know, things just didn't really go my way, I guess.
Monday, the Diamondbacks are in San Diego. The Giants get a day off before hosting the Rockies Tuesday.